Stuart Mills joins us this morning here on WCCO. Stuart, appreciate your time. Thank you. But let's go through the final week now. Next Tuesday, we'll all be voting. What's your week going to be like just up until that time?
Well, first of all, Dave, thank you so much for having me on. Yes, it's just a matter of us continuing to get our message out there, our very, very positive message that, you know, that reflects the values and the priorities of the people of the 8th District, our part of Minnesota. You know, certainly they've seen firsthand how Obamacare has negatively affected them. You know what? I'm for health care reform, but I'm not for the type of health care reform that Obamacare has brought us. Also, people in our part of Minnesota really appreciate and value and treasure the Second Amendment. You know, and I shoot competitively, I hunt, but the Second Amendment isn't just about hunting or recreation. It's about so much more. And also, our part of Minnesota, it's very diverse economically, whether it's the paper and the timber industries, whether it's our mining industries, whether it is Main Street businesses. The carbon tax, the energy tax that Rick Nolan has voted for would absolutely cripple our part of Minnesota. So you know what? We have a winning message, and we're going to be bringing that forward throughout all of our part of Minnesota because we're going to win with it.
As a vice president in charge of the Change Healthcare Plan at the Fleet Farm, did that give you good insight into this Affordable Care Act?
Oh, very much. I wear a lot of hats as vice president, looking out after our employees. However, you're right. Plan administrator of our self-insured health plan is one of those hats. And yes, I know exactly what has happened inside of our plan negatively because of Obamacare and the struggles that we've had to make sure that our team members and their family members have had good quality health insurance. But also, I've seen what's happened in the industry at large all over our part of Minnesota. So that has given me wonderful insight into what's happening and how we can correct it, how we can do better.
Stuart, how do you react and how have you reacted to these ads that seem to attack your hair and your wealth?
You know what? I laugh. First of all, if they're going to make fun of my haircut, they don't have much to talk about. And also, if they're going to talk about the fact that my family's been successful, the fact that my dad and my uncle started Mills Fleet Farm back in 1955 when it was just the two of them. They were the only two employees that they had, and they built that business up to where now we employ over 6,000 people. If they're going to attack me because my family has been a successful in successful businesses and have been successful in business, you know what? That's a losing argument.
I was talking with Rick Nolan, your opponent, yesterday, and that 8th Congressional District, I don't know how many people realize, but that is a massive amount of land there.
You know, it's huge, but, you know, we've already wore out a set of tires on my truck, but we've been to every corner of it, and you know what? Our message resonates, whether it's the northern part, whether it's the southern part. Our message of the hunting camp doctrine resonates because at our hunting camp, if you complain about something, you get the job to fix it. And when we talk about, when I sit around with small groups or large groups and talk about the issues facing our part of Minnesota, you know what? Everybody understands that it's just not enough to complain about something. You have to go and fix it.
How about the polls? Obviously, your campaign has a keen interest in those. What about you personally?
Well, you know, as they say, the only poll that matters is on Election Day. However, everything that we have seen shows the momentum is in our favor. We've gotten some very favorable poll numbers recently, and we're not going to stop for a minute because we want to make sure that those poll numbers are reflective of what's going to happen on Election Day.
What has surprised you in this run for this 8th District seat?
You know, really, how our message is able to cut across not only geographic lines in our part of Minnesota, but also across political lines. There's a lot of conservative Democrats, Reagan Democrats, JFK Democrats, that really are paying attention to our message, and we're getting a lot of support, not only across the conservative spectrum, but also in those old-school, old-line Democrats where, you know what, the Democrat Party has left them. They haven't left the Democrat Party, but the Democrat Party has left them. And so they're very responsive to our Main Street message.
Are you enjoying it?
Very much so. Certainly, you know, like you've talked about earlier, we've gotten some very favorable poll numbers, but it's just not the poll numbers or the endorsement of the Star Tribune or the Duluth News Tribune. What it is what we're hearing back from the voters of our part of Minnesota. And that encouragement has created so much energy and enthusiasm going into these final days.
Stuart Mills, we appreciate your time here as we wind this baby down and get real close to the end. Hard to believe, but it's already next Tuesday, and I thank you for taking the time to join us here on WCCO.
Thank you so much, Dave.